Tonight I want to sing you a song. If you know it, you might join in. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Somebody is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Somebody is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Somebody is coming to town. But tonight, we're not here to talk about him. Because someone better than him has come into town. Someone who was born in a place called Bethlehem. But with that said, I want you to consider a moment that Christmas tune we just sang together, that it's so familiar to all of us. This guy sounds like the kind of guy, or does he sound like the kind of guy you can put your trust in? He's the all-knowing sort of guy. After all, he knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so you better be good for goodness sake. If you're good, what do you get?
Presents.
If you're bad, what do you get?
Coal.
I didn't think the younger generation would have got that one. But not only that, he's kind of a touchy kind of judge as well, isn't he? If you think about it, if you cry or pout, it knocks you off the nice list and gives you a lump of coal. There's no talk of mercy with this guy with this bowl full of Jell-O. No pardon, no forgiveness. So you better watch out. You better not cry, or there's going to be some consequences involved. But here's the facts. Let's be honest. We all cry. If you ask my wife, she'll tell you I pout from time to time too, although it gets me nowhere. But in fact, there's nothing quite like the hectic holidays to bring out the crying, the pouting, the impatience, and the annoying characteristics of everyone, including family, that don't ever seem to know when to go home. Oh, this season of peace becomes a festival of stress and anxiety, and then there's all the cleanup that goes along with it. Now, if Christmas is all about one who grades us upon our behavior, well, we better be aware and we better watch ourselves because, well, the truth be told, we're probably naughty enough to get a whole year's worth of coal. So, we're here tonight to celebrate the coming of a better one. The angel announced his birth. The angel came and said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." I want you to notice what the angel doesn't say. The angel doesn't stop and say, "Born unto you this day is the one who will examine your lives to see if you're naughty or nice and just to see if you measure up to all God's qualifications." This one who come doesn't say, "Well, you know what? This one to be born is just another judge to examine your life." Or, "This one to be born is simply a role model to follow. Good luck, he's Jesus." He actually says, "There is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." The truth be told, you and I don't need another judge. We don't need another role model. What we really need is a Savior. You know, we've had the Ten Commandments as a human race for thousands of years, and generation after generation after generation has proven that we can't keep the commandments. Not in what we say, not in what we think, and certainly not in what we do. See, we're cut from the same fabric as all of our ancestors. It's that sinful human flesh that's draped over all of us. So one more role model will do us no good. We're no better than they were. They messed up and we're sure to follow. And that judge, that's not very helpful. All I got to do is look in the mirror of God's law and I know that I'm not worthy. What we need is a Savior, and that's exactly what God gave us in the little town called Bethlehem. But I want you to be careful. This Savior takes sin kind of seriously. He's not like a judge who would overlook or dismiss sin simply based upon his own whims of the day. This one, he says, since I've been born, it does matter how you and I live our lives out in the world. See, he was born in Bethlehem, but you know he didn't stay there. He went off to Egypt and went back to Nazareth, but he ultimately ended up in a place called Jerusalem, and there was a hill called Calvary where he willingly suffered and died for all of our sins. Regardless of what that sin is, Christ has died upon the cross for you and for me. A judge? Well, the Bible refers to him as the judge. He'll sit upon his throne, judging the nations. But this judge is different because he's already taken the punishment for our sins. You know, he's often falsely accused of being an unmerciful judge who comes to condemn us. But man, he could be nothing further from the truth than that. He is a most merciful judge. That's why you and I rejoice. We rejoice to stand before God and confess our shortcomings and our sins because we know we have a Heavenly Father that gave us the gift of Jesus to forgive our sins and to give us life and salvation. That cross should have been yours and mine, but it's not. He took our place. The grave that I actually have a grave already today, my name's right on the headstone. That grave was intended for me, but Christ took my place and he rose from the dead, making that grave only a place of rest. You know, this evening is far more than just a children's program, although beautiful program it is, and you guys are doing an awesome job. But it's really a worship service. You've had some scripture readings. We've had songs. The children have sung such beautiful words of God recorded in Scripture. And they've told us about the little one who was born in Bethlehem. Now, back to that other guy. The jolly old guy with the red suit looks friendly enough. But looks can be a little bit deceiving. Because he does judge. He judges us based upon whether we're naughty or nice. But we have a Savior born in Bethlehem that took God's judgment in our place. Therefore, we are forgiven. And I don't know about you, that makes Christmas pretty cool. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.